World Sport from the BBC with Andrew Horse. Coming up, Carlos Tevez's exile is over as the Argentine makes a low-key return to Manchester City. We kept guessing over the identity of the new England captain, and Virat Kohli keeps India's hopes alive in tri-series cricket. We'll start with football, and Carlos Tevez has played for Manchester City for the first time in 5 months after ending his feud with the club. The Argentine striker was on the pitch for 45 minutes for the reserve team in a 3-1 defeat to third-tier side Preston North End in a match held behind closed doors. Tevez hasn't played for City since refusing to warm up as a substitute in a Champions League match at Bayern Munich in September. BBC Sports News reporter Matt Slater went along to watch the return.
Unbelievably low-key would be the way I'd describe that. 5 months after that infamous evening in Munich where he refused to warm up, the sight that many Man City fans thought they'd never see happened. He warmed up, took his place, took the kick off. He was actually playing for kind of an elite development squad. I mean, no one that you'd recognise unless you were an avid City fan. And they were playing Preston North End reserves. The game was supposed to take place tomorrow, but City moved it forward, and they also moved it behind closed doors. It wasn't closed doors as such, but there was a great big fence preventing us from seeing what was going on. There were photographers in the trees, and I'm not sure what kind of view they had. But look, Tevez kicks off the game. He was there. He's competing for Man City again. They've got 12 games to go this season in the Premier League. You know, he could have a part to play.
Andre Villas-Boas has admitted for the first time he could be sacked as Chelsea manager. In an interview with Portuguese radio, he said he retained the confidence of owner Roman Abramovich, but compared his situation to that of Carlo Ancelotti. The Russian sacked him at the end of a trophyless season in May. Diego Bataguas works for the Portuguese radio station Super FM and says that their Spurs comments were an accurate reflection of his current predicament.
I don't think it's that surprise. Of course, Villas-Boas says he's now in the same situation Ancelotti was last year, so he must be sacked, he must be fired, but that's obvious. He only said what everybody else already thinks. If you don't win, if you don't accomplish any objectives, of course you can be sacked. It doesn't mean you will, just you can. So, in Portugal, you probably would. You guys are more patient, I guess. So if Villas-Boas wants to remain in charge, and if he wants to get a grip on the locker room, he must build his own team, I guess.
New England captain won't be revealed until a few hours before the friendly international against the Netherlands at Wembley on Wednesday. Stuart Pearce has delayed naming John Terry's successor, with the Liverpool midfielder Steven Gerrard and Manchester City goalkeeper Joe Hart among those in the frame. Terry lost the national team captaincy because he's due to stand trial in July over racial abuse allegations after an incident with QPR's Anton Ferdinand. Pearce is happy to delay identifying the new owner of the armband and says he's been assessing the qualities that are needed for the role.
I mentioned last week unselfishness is a real quality that is number one on my pecking order. I think whenever I've been led by a captain in any team I've ever played for, I have to look at that man and know that he's in it for the team and not himself. That's a fantastic quality to have as an individual in life, I think. Let alone captaining a team. I think I looked at the likes of the Butchers of this world and the Brian Robsons, and they had that in abundance, you know. Team was first, they come second, you know, and that's a great trait to have, I believe.
And Pearce has also reiterated he is available to manage England at the European Championships in June if required. 2014 World Cup host Brazil needed an own goal in injury time to beat Bosnia 2-1 in a friendly in Switzerland on Tuesday. Unfortunate defender Sasa Papac turned the ball into his own net. Brazil had opened the scoring from the Real Madrid left-back Marcelo, but the Bosnians had equalised with a goal from the Stuttgart striker Vedad Ibisevic. There are a host of friendlies involving European and South American sides taking place, but there is also competitive action in Asia, with qualifying games for the 2014 World Cup. Australia have already booked their place in the second group stage after winning four of their five matches. But the Socceroos' opponents, Saudi Arabia, need to win in Melbourne in order to join them. Should they slip up, they'll then need to rely on the result of the other game between Oman and Thailand. So Australian captain Lucas Neal knows the pressure will be on their opponents.
The game is so important for Saudi, and the expectation from the country is that they should be in the next round of this qualifying. and therefore they have to win this game. And as Australia, we have to expose that. If they are feeling the pressure, we have to make sure they really feel the pressure. This is a game that we want to win, and we know they have to win. So if we find ourselves in a game and putting them under pressure, we know that they'll feel that, and the country will feel that. And we have to take advantage of that.
South Korea's qualification hopes are also in the balance. They take on Kuwait on Wednesday. The former World Cup semi-finalists will be eliminated if they lose, and Lebanon avoid defeat in the United Arab Emirates. On to cricket, and Virat Kohli produced an incredible performance as India chased down a huge target of 321 in under 37 overs against Sri Lanka in Hobart to avoid elimination from the one-day international tri-series. Thithakaratne Dilshan and Kumar Sangakkara both scored centuries as Sri Lanka scored 320. It left India needing to reach their target in 40 overs rather than the usual 50 to get the bonus point they needed to stay alive. Virat Kohli hit 133 off just 86 balls as India completed a 7-wicket victory.
We always, you know, thought that just look for one boundary and over and just keep playing one over at a time, and you never know if you need 100 of the last 10 in a 2020 game. It's very gettable. So we took it as two 2020 games, probably get 120, 130 runs in the first 20 and then go for it later on. And that was the plan, and we executed it really well.
India must now hope hosts Australia beat Sri Lanka in the final group stage match on Friday to ensure Kohli's fine efforts weren't in vain. Further disappointment for Sachin Tendulkar, though, who once again failed in his efforts to reach his 100th international century. British heavyweight boxer Derek Chisora has been given an indefinite ban by the WBC for his behaviour before and after his world title defeat against Vitali Klitschko in Munich. Chisora was involved in a brawl with former champion David Haye in his post-match news conference. Pre-match, Chisora had slapped his opponent at the weigh-in. The BBC's boxing commentator Mike Costello reports.
The president of the WBC, Jose Suleiman, said Chisora's behaviour in Munich was among the worst ever by a professional boxer. As well as imposing an indefinite ban from fighting for a world title, the governing bodies say they'll fine Chisora an amount yet to be determined and insist he undergoes anger management training before the suspension is lifted. His name has been removed from the WBC rankings, and while there are other governing bodies and therefore other potential opportunities for Chisora, the sanction is an indication of the feeling within boxing about Chisora's serial outbursts in Munich.
Mike Costello reporting. And in athletics, one of the all-time great distance runners, Kenenisa Bekele, has announced he'll compete in the Great Ireland Run in Dublin in April as part of his preparations for the London Olympics. The Ethiopian's performances will be followed closely as he's yet to confirm whether he'll defend both his 5,000 and 10,000 metre Olympic titles. Bekele's agent Jos Herman says the race in Dublin is an important part of his build-up for the Olympics, but there's no rush to decide whether or not he'll double up at the London Games.
Normally he likes to take the decisions closer to the games or even during the game. So it obviously depends on how the 10,000 will go. Now, but in principle he would like to run both, yeah. Whatever happens in Dublin, if it's not yet that good, then this is an extra reason for him to race, start the track season as soon as possible. And in general, you know, my feeling is it's good for him to start early. So I think he will definitely race already in May on the track and then go step by step towards the Olympics.
And a reminder of our top story. Carlos Tevez has played for Manchester City for the first time in 5 months in a reserve friendly held behind closed doors. That's the latest World Sport.